Hey, 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 back with the soap. Got a rumination for you. We're going to call this the Karen moment, part 3. Moral of the story, though, I'll say it before I get started, though, is, don't worry about what you can't change. Only focus on what's ahead of you or what's assigned for you or what's set for you for that day. Now, all right, so I'm doing deep cleaning for this supermarket, right? And, they had just gotten in digital looking tags, those, high speed looking tags and stuff like that. And then they set them on every cart and all of that stuff. And, they had just put those in the day before this recording was made. Now, I took off the shelves, and these are the pork and beef, the shelves, the meat that can get really, really grody, man. And so I was picking, my shelves off and setting them aside to the washing sinks for it. And, I'm going on with my day. Now, coming back from lunch, I'm in the middle of my groove, and then one of the people, I think they are part-time, temporary, or both, I'm not sure, but she was among a team of youngins to put these tags on. I was told a few days ago that these tags were waterproof, but bro, I used to work for a cell phone company, a well-known one, and you know how phones say that they waterproof and all of that shit, and it ain't even right. Technically, it's water resistant in certain conditions. It's supposed to survive the rain. That's it, right? Not in the pool or shit like that, or in the river or something like that. So these digital price tags. That's what it is. And I'm putting my shelves back up. Now these digital price tags, I had them set up in the same way and form as they would go on the shelves. So, I know where they would go, right? Now, if, let's just say, that table was knocked over and those price shelves all of a sudden just fell on the floor, that's okay. I got a cell phone. I could check every last one of their QR codes and be able to pick up from where I left off. You know what I mean? It'll be a little bit more time, but I'll be able to get them back to where it is. And so this Karen Susan with glasses looking bitch. Yeah, man. I get them no matter what, right? Talks this shit like, Mr. Such and Such told you to not take that off of the shelves. But it just dawned on me. I've spoken with two different managers of this situation. I spoke with them separately and together, right? And so at the end of those conversations a few days back, they said that that's okay. Because I did bring up that, when a thing says that it's waterproof, I wouldn't take chances. And it just dawned on me that it's not the water that you probably should worry about, but the cleaners I'm using to clean these shelves. What if that seeps into it? And then y'all are gonna have to order some more. I know that costs y'all a pretty penny. But, this can's running her mouth. Whoop, whoop, okay. Trying to argue with me, right? And I'm like, my smile came on. And I'm like, you get that smile where you're like, you wrong, bitch. That smile, right? And you know, it's a great feeling, really. It's not even, you don't get all mad or out of your stress or anything like that, like I normally would get in some of these ruminations. But as you can tell, I'm feeling all right, man. Because it's almost the end of the day and shit. Shit, so, yeah, this bitch coming up to me on this bullshit, right? So, and then her little friend got the nerve to say, well, so long as you remember to put them back. That's why I told her, that's why I have them set up on this table so I don't forget. You know. So, that was ended. I goes to the stock room, to the wash sink, and I'm washing the shelves, getting the stench of death and guts out from in between the crevices of the shelves and everything. And then a little later, my associate comes in, my colleague comes in, and she says, there is this lady that came to me and said that, you know, you had your tags all the wrong way and all of that, and you should probably put them on the shelf. And so I listened to her and I was like, yeah, she talked to you, didn't she? But I didn't tell her this. But this is what I told her. Now, as you were walking up to me, you noticed that on that table, every digital price tag is lined up in a form, in such a form that, you know, it's organized so I can come back to it and put them back on. I mean, it would be my job to put them back on, right? And my colleague agreed with me, you know, not because, you know, she used to be, you know, my subordinate when I was running a store, because I used to work with her before. But the facts bear it all out, you know. I let her know that, yeah, if that table got knocked down, we got phones. And I can locate them back to where they need to go. And there that was. And then she must have gave her some shit about my name and everything. But, whatever, how that goes. And then I was like, nah, you're fine, you know. Her problem is she was just being a Karen, worrying about shit she can't change. And again, we come back to the moral of the story, fellas. Don't worry about the shit you can't control. Yeah, I know it's tough, right? Because all the laws are against us, right? But focus on what you can. So that if a situation like this does happen, that Susan won't have shit to say. Well, let me get on up out of here, get my day done, and you guys enjoy the rest of yours, all right? Peace be on to you.